Today's show is brought to you by that little piece of black lint in the corner of your big toenail. How do you never notice it until you're wearing flip-flops out in public?
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
Something special at the National Western Stock Show. Today is Bison Hump Day. Ranchers will meet ahead of the show to talk about ways to improve. Mitch is making me laugh. Ways to improve the bison population. Now, some of the talk will be conservation. Mitch. Some will talk new technology to manage the herds. This is all part of the Roaming to Success campaign that aims to increase bison population from 400,000 to more than a million animals. I'm done. I'm done with this.
You're having a hard time this morning.
No Mitch?
No Mitch.
No Mitch?
No.
Have you reached out to Mitch?
He's dodging my messages.
Do we even know Mitch's last name?
Nope.
All right. Just can you, some random
but
Mitch.
You know Mitch. Well, I mean, can you ever really know Mitch?
Oh, Mitch.
Unfortunately, something horrible happened. I don't think it's anybody's fault. It's just one of those things. It's an accident for a reason.
That's what she said.
Yep.
After, you know, all that. And why she's not reaching out to us either.
It's very unfortunate what happened. And she's
very unfortunate.
Yeah.
It is Wednesday, my dudes.
That is so stupid.
Does this crap ever end?
It's not crap. This is good stuff.
Interpretive, postmodern, trend-setting.
Open the sky.
It's a bird. It's a plane.
It's a bird. It's a plane.
It's him. It's Superman.
What's he doing here?
What is he doing here?
What is he doing here?
It's National Superman Day.
Well, that's just super. Man.
Is this a show?
It's a good show.
In fact, it's a super show.
All right, ladies, buckle up. It's showtime.
Yeah, it's the Mike Show. So darned happy you could join us right here, right now. On Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa. There she is. How in the heck do you get our live show and our feature channel on Alexa? Am I pulling this off, or do I look like some sort of gay superhero?
What? Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you better stop that.
Anyway, how do you get our live show and our feature channel on the Alexa device, you ask?
That's a great question.
It is a great question. I have a great answer for
you. Okay, let's hear it.
Okay. All you do is enable the skill. You just do that one time.
Yeah.
You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And she will. And then every time you want to listen after that, you just do that enable thing one time. And then every time you want to listen after, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434.
Where are we with the Google? Are they still being kind of...
We're on the Google. I mean, you like the Google thing?
Yeah, like the Google things that you have at your house.
I don't have any Google things at my house. I have Alexa at my house.
Well, I have Google stuff at my house.
Well, try and enable the Radio 434
okay,
skill on
I
your
will.
Google. Tell me how that goes.
You want me to go do it right now?
No.
Oh.
No, we have a show to do.
Alexa.
Tell Google.
Remind me to tell Google to do the thing.
So that's a good point. If you've got the Alexa device, then why do you need the Google to play us too?
Yeah, you know.
You know. You just don't.
Redundancy.
You can go to radio434.com and just click on the Mike Show channel,
yeah,
or click on
that.
The Modern Alternative channel, or click on any of the channels that are on there for now. and you can listen to all of those channels whittled down to just a few by the end of the year. Anyway, here's the thing. There's like a handful of channels that make up 95% of the listenership.
I didn't say anything. I know this.
There's a handful of channels.
We're pruning.
We are pruning. And I can point them out.
Our fingers are getting fat like we've been in a swimming pool too long.
Is that why?
Wait, different kind of pruning.
Yeah. I can point out on this chart where Radio 434 has hurt me. Here. Okay. So, all right. This one gets a lot of play. Okay. Are you seeing this?
Yes.
This one used to, but now it's a link to a website. Okay. This
Gross.
One gets a ton of play.
Yep.
Okay. This one, you know, when KHF went and became something else,
okay.
this one got a ton of traffic. We had like 5,000 listeners that week.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Because it was a carbon copy of KHF.
Yeah.
Okay. Literally a carbon copy of it. So that one got a ton of traction, and now, not so much. Yeah. This one, it's aight. You know, this one. Can I get a dinger? Can I get a dinger? Yeah. There we go. This one gets a ton of traffic.
I mean,
obviously.
Why wouldn't it?
This one is like. Here, wait. Where is it at? Oh, here it is. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's the bread and butter right there. Yeah. That's the cat's meow.
This one?
Yeah, no.
Nothing.
Mm-mm.
This one gets a ton of traffic, but it's all from Russia.
Oh.
Or from Eastern Europe.
Well, they do like rocks over there.
This one is
silly with rocks.
This one's all right. This one's all right.
Okay.
This one's all right. This one's okay. This is just a link. So
we're just going to be trimming the fat. That's
yeah.
all.
So this one is there.
Yep.
And then this one probably.
Yeah.
And then this one probably. And then this one probably. Now, we are going to be combining these two at some point into just a club channel that all of our DJ friends can post mixes to. Stay tuned for that.
Okay.
Coming 2025. Okay?
Okay.
We're cleaning the slate, and we'll be left with this one, this one, this one, and this one.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so, it's not like an exclusive club channel. You're not going to have to wear your members-only jackets or anything like that. It's.
Were you the last member?
You'd be, be able to listen to it just
sure.
at will.
All right. So, hi there.
Hey.
Oh, and I just thought, and for the sake of the folks that are listening, I did not do a good job of describing what I was doing on the screen. So my apologies, because that meant nothing to you.
Yeah.
So what I would recommend is
get on the Facebook.
You go on the Facebook Live at the Mike Show VA. You go back there and watch this segment again, and then you'll see what I was
just
pointing
at. Go to the Google and then Google the Facebook, and then once you're on the Facebook, just search for the Mike Show VA.
Don't do any of that.
And then when you're there, just watch the video.
Coming up, we have we're gonna get smart with
That's
your five random facts.
Kind of a given.
We're gonna get stupid with your stupid criminals
That's
in the
definitely
news.
Gonna happen.
We've got headlines not in the news
Mm-mm.
and not headline news. Uh-huh. And
that hurts a little bit.
And then we've got this. Lots and lots of Americans are gonna enjoy road trips. 93% of us in particular. So where are we going this summer and why?
I don't know.
It's the question of the day, and then our top list. Top things on a road trip bingo card for 2024.
Okay.
That's all on the way.
Get out your bingo
uh-huh.
spotter thing. Your what is that thing called?
The bingo
like
spotter thing.
Dabber.
Your dabber.
Some kind of a.
This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra
Bingo
Health.
This is a care team at Centra.
Hello!
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
an advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Centra, because it's your life.
We help you live it.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
In the summertime, on the way to the beach, you can hear the kids fighting in the backseat. All that mom and dad want is a little rest and little peace of mind. So they tell those kids, if you don't stop, I'll be tanning your behind. In the summertime, you can hear your dad cuss when he's stuck behind that senior citizen bus. You got honking horns and 100 miles to the beach up on the side. And that toll booth man ain't got no change for your 20 he can find. The kids are whining now, and they drop their ice cream, and your station wagon starts to overheat. You pull over now, sit and watch the hood just billow out the steam. And your nagging wife makes you want to grab your head and want to scream. Hours later now, you're finally on your way, finally on the road, thanks to AAA.
Verse
then
two.
You realize you lost your keys and wallet map, and now you're mined. If you're lucky, you'll be getting to your destination by midnight.
It's pretty much the way it rolls.
Yeah, checks out.
It does. Checks all the boxes. With the exception of, do people pay cash at toll booths anymore?
Oh, yeah.
They do?
Yeah.
Really? I'm just familiar with the ones. Now, if you do pay cash, I'm familiar with the ones that you just throw the money in.
Yeah, those are fun.
Those are fun.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, and then it goes, bounces off, and then you're like scrounging around looking for more change.
Oh.
Because you didn't bring enough.
Well, I mean.
And then you have to get out, and you have to forage around the ground, because there's a ton of change all over there.
Yeah, but I don't remember in recent memory.
And then the state police come, and it's a whole thing.
A toll that is just the coins that you throw in. It's like it's like $16 now for a quarter mile or something.
See, I don't remember the last time that I even ever had to stop and pay a toll. We just get a bill in the mail because they scanned our license plate.
Oh, I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah. Yeah. So they scanned our license plate and we just get a bill in the mail.
Okay.
So I don't remember the last place that we ever had to stop and actually pay a toll.
I've just got one of those Johnny Dangerously license plates that flips, you know, to a different license plate. So
yeah,
somebody's getting the bill. I don't know.
Yeah.
Not me.
OU812-867-5309.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, it works.
Anywho's.
It works for me.
So it's summer.
Yep.
Gas prices are actually falling. So I guess it's time to plan that road trip you've been talking about doing, which, by the way, program note.
Program note.
Yep. We may or may not be doing a show on Monday or Tuesday.
Yeah, so write that down.
Of next week.
It may or may not be happening.
Yeah, may or may not.
Good information to have.
That would be the 17th and the 18th.
Yep.
Okay.
And we may or may not be doing a show the whole rest of the week, too.
No, we will. We'll definitely be doing a show the rest of the week. But Monday the 17th and Tuesday the 18th, we might not be doing a show because you know, it's road trip time.
Yeah.
And it's Father's Day. Father's Day. And
Father.
And so I was here, wait a minute. Looking for something because nothing is where it should be.
No.
There it is. Good God. Anyway, so I was
kind of like at home when you have kids.
So I was treated to, because I have produced offspring, this coming Sunday is Father's Day. I was treated to a Father's Day beach getaway.
Yeah.
Automobile.
So we're gonna get in the automobile.
Okay.
And now, I have to work Saturday down in Farmville. Okay.
Okay.
So then I'm gonna come back to the house after doing this event at Three Roads in Farmville, and then Sunday morning. We're going to get up early on Father's Day, and we're driving to the beach. We're going to drive.
Automobile.
Yeah.
And you hope to get there by 10 p.m. Sunday?
No. I hope to get there for Sunday brunch at Waterman's.
Okay.
Because that is the banging brunch right there.
Write that down.
We're gonna go to Big Sam's, which is right on Rudy Inlet. And I'm not telling you guys this because I want you to pack our favorite places. Okay, I don't want to see any of that, and I'm not gonna tell you the tricks that we use to get in there before the place gets crowded. Okay.
Yeah, because that's
not gonna tell you.
They don't need to know that stuff.
No, you don't need to know that. I need to know that. And these are our favorite haunts because it's right where we stay, right on Rudy Inlet, is just magical. It is not the carnival that is further down the beach. Okay, that is a carnival. And then later at night it becomes a freak show.
Yeah, well.
Yeah. But up our way, in Rudy Inlet, now that is the place if you've got fam and you wanna hang. At least for us, that seems to be. You know, there are other really, really nice places, nice parts of Virginia Beach.
Sure.
But you do know that like right there towards the middle is kind of a carnival.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. So the thing to realize about
I like our end of the beach.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
So.
So
possibly no show Monday and Tuesday.
Program note: possibly no show Monday or Tuesday. I can do the show from the beach, but I might actually just want to sleep in.
When's the last time you went to the beach and saw somebody doing a radio show? That doesn't happen.
All the time.
That doesn't happen.
All the time.
You don't want to be doing that.
Hmm. Anywho's, according to a new survey, a whopping 93% of Americans enjoy road trips. 68% plan to hit the road sometime this summer. So people were asked why they like road trips, and there were some differences based on age. Gen Z is more likely than any other generation to say they enjoy road trips because of bonding time. Yeah? Millennials are more likely to say they enjoy road trips for adventure. Boomers are more likely to say they enjoy road trips for the scenic views. They're also more likely to mention the flexibility and more likely to appreciate the cost savings compared to other forms of travel.
What did Gen X say?
Gen X wasn't particularly notable compared to the others, except that they'll be more likely to be blasting 90s grunge rock.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here are some other stats from the survey.
Okay.
The most popular road trip destination is Florida, followed by California, and Georgia, but it depends on where you live, of course. Westerners are much more likely to visit, plan a visit to California or Arizona. Midwesterners are more likely to go to Florida, Illinois, or Michigan. Southerners have Florida and Georgia high on their list for 2024. And Northeasterners are looking at New York and Massachusetts. The most popular type of road trip destination was, of course, the beach. A friend or family's house is next, followed by mountains, a national park, a lake, a historic site, a campground, and a theme park. Mm. And how long should a road trip be? Well, overall, the most common response is a maximum of 6 to 10 hours in the car to reach the destination. There you go.
Okay.
Are you bouncing?
No.
All right. I see the camera.
Should I be?
No. Definitely not.
I mean,
Yeah. So that brings us to our top list. I said that brings us to our top list.
Okay. Here we go.
All right. With 93% of Americans enjoying road trips, know what would ease the misery of the remaining 7%? A classic game like Road Trip Bingo. Updated, by the way, for today's wacky news cycle. See what we mean with today's list. It's our top list today. Top things on a road trip bingo card for 2024. All right, here we go. Number one, one of Nick Cannon's kids. Bingo! Top things on road trip bingo for 2024. The door from a Boeing.
Oh.
A closed Red Lobster. Cicadas getting it on. Top things on a road trip bingo card for 2024. A political bumper sticker for someone way too old to be president.
Hey-o.
A Tesla on fire.
Oh.
Hot rodent men.
What?
I don't care. I gotta Google this. Hot rodent men. Let's see. Rodent men search, because I know I'm missing something. Okay, here we go. Do we want to go to TMZ?
Sure.
All right. New York Times hot rodent men. So we must have missed a news story here. The new sex symbols of Hollywood have arrived, and they're now being dubbed rodent men, whose critter features ladies just can't resist. So says the New York Times. The publication's style team just put together a comprehensive list of hot rodent men with Jeremy Allen White, Travis Barker, and Matt Healy among the poster boys, or rat boys. what is that? Mike Faust? Faust? And Josh O'Connor getting a lot of non-traditional love on social media these days. So here are your rodent men. And I'm showing this on the Facebook Live.
Okay.
For those that are listening, there's your little rodent men. So now we know the joke.
Okay.
Who is a rodent man? Not me.
No. Mm-mm.
And not you.
Nope.
All right. So there. So take two. Top things to find on a road trip bingo card for 2024. Hot rodent men. Pride flags in the Northeast and along the coast, or upside down pride flags in the Midwest and South.
I don't.
Yeah. Top things to find on a bingo card, road trip bingo card for 2024. Or if you want to throw in a Confederate flag as you're heading down 29 or 460. Top things on a road trip bingo card for 2024. A billboard for a movie you never bothered to see in theaters. Never bothered to see in theaters.
Yep.
An encampment. Homeless or protesters. Take your pick.
Either one.
Yeah. Top things on a road trip bingo card for 2024. Sad Ben Affleck.
Sad Ben Affleck.
Although, I really did like his Dunkin' Donuts commercials.
Did you really?
Yeah. Those are pretty funny.
Did you really?
Yeah.
With
Matt Damon.
I don't remember if Matt Damon was on him.
I thought he was in it.
I don't know. Maybe he was.
I'm pretty sure he was in it. Here, let's Google that.
There were several of them, though.
Yeah. All right. was Matt Damon in the Duncan ads with what's his name? Anyway, Duncan ads here. Matt Damon. Yeah, they did a Duncan commercial together.
Okay.
It was yeah. It aired during the Super Bowl. I'm surprised you didn't know that.
I don't remember that one.
Yeah, so anyway.
All right.
With
I was busy counting wings.
Yeah, you were.
At the Super Bowl.
I totally forgot we had to count wings at the Super Bowl party.
Yeah, until all of a sudden we didn't, because there was like 200 left over. Go ahead, hit the sound effect. You know it. You know what we're talking about.
Always likes to keep a perfect count of everything. All right, coming up. What are we going to do? Oh, yeah, we got news and not headline news. And then we've got headlines not in the news. I don't know if we should combine the two segments. We probably should.
Okay.
Yeah, we're gonna combine the two segments.
Headlines not in the news.
Yes, we'll do not headline news.
Okay.
And then headlines not in the news. Okay?
How about news not in your head?
No, sure, that works just fine. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centra.
You sure do.
Yep, I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centra, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centra can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
You gotta love the juice at Jersey Mike's. That zing of real red wine vinegar and olive oil blend is even better than the zing of a first kiss. No offense to Brenda DeMarche. It was a fine first smooch for me behind the bleachers. But there's nothing like when that zing of the juice hits your lips for the very first time. Years later, Brenda and I shared a Jersey Mike's sub with extra juice. We had a better time because neither of us had braces.
Add a flavor zing with the juice. Jersey Mike's. A sub above.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafters Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry shops, Stonecrafters' incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF.
This is not headline news. Hunter Biden was convicted on 3 felony gun charges. Hunter said he was disappointed in the verdict, but not as disappointed as the one time a guy sold him rock candy instead of crack. Spirit Airlines may file for bankruptcy. They were supposed to file last week, but typical Spirit, everything ran late. Banana company Chiquita has been found liable for financing a Colombian paramilitary group. Of course, they plan to appeal. And Joey Chestnut will not be allowed to compete in Nathan's hot dog eating contest because he has a deal with a company making vegan hot dogs. Terrible news. I mean, the fact that there are vegan hot dogs. This is not headline news.
No, it's not. It's the Mike Show. All right. I'm debating on whether to do this story or move on to a different story.
Okay.
Because I'm just not passionate about this one. Or I haven't proofread enough of it. Yeah, we did that one. Here, how about this?
All right.
How about this? Let's do this one. The internet loves this topic, never seems to run out of questions. So it's trending on BuzzFeed right now. What's something people do all the time without realizing they're being rude? I'll let you marinate on that.
How about talking on their cell phone on speakerphone? when a lot of people are around.
I will agree with that one 100%. What about... Okay, there are these things that are called earbuds, right?
I've heard of those.
Yeah. But yet... And I've got two different things that I will cite here.
Okay.
Now, I do understand that if you're driving... Driving a car,
automobile,
yeah. or riding a motorcycle, you probably shouldn't have earbuds in,
right?
Because you have to listen to your surroundings. Although, and I'm going to go off on a tangent for a second. Oh God! Please, don't crack your knuckles. Good Lord, that's not being rude. It just gives me the heebies.
Okay,
so. I don't get these motorcycle dudes that have a sound system that is bigger than the Academy Center of the Arts sound system. And you can hear them coming from a mile away, and you can hear them going for miles and miles and miles away. And as if their motorcycles aren't loud enough, I've got to hear their music.
Well, it's because their music has to be so friggin' loud so they can hear it, because they got the helmet on. It's just ridiculous.
No. There are other ways. It doesn't have to be that loud. But anyway, that's I digress. So what's something people do all the time without realizing they're being rude? I brought up earbuds. People walking with their cell phone, playing music on their cell phone that everyone has to listen to.
Yeah. Yep.
Again, sidewalk thing. Speaking of sidewalks, how about this is number one on the list, hogging the sidewalk. A group of three or more people walking toward you side by side and making no effort to let you pass.
Really? That's number one?
That's number one on the list. According to this.
Oh.
When you're driving in a parking lot, and you stop to let someone walk, and they take an extreme diagonal path. So you just have to sit there and wait.
Yeah.
Trying to get on a subway car or bus before people get off. That's number three on the list.
Mm-hmm.
You want a seat, I get it, but you still have to wait.
Yeah.
You know, let the people get off. And then interrupting someone while they're looking at their phone. Interrupting someone while they're looking at their phone. Everyone accepts that it's rude to look at your phone in the middle of a conversation, but it can be rude the other way too, wouldn't you think?
No.
Don't assume all phone activity is trivial. That's what I'm saying.
What is so important on your phone that you have to be on it in the middle of a conversation?
Maybe you're waiting for a text, waiting for confirmation, waiting for an email.
Then turn your notification on so you'll hear it.
Well, I understand that. And so when you get the notification, then you look at your phone.
Yeah, but then you can say, I'm sorry, this is from, I have to, you know.
See, now that maybe they did that. Maybe they didn't. But interrupting someone while they're looking at their phone or the other way around, everybody accepts that it's rude to look at your phone in the middle of a conversation.
Yeah.
But, you know, it could be rude the other way, too.
I think if you're like a whiny baby.
Okay, so what if I'm looking at my phone and you come in and you interrupt me?
Well, then we're not in the middle of conversation.
Okay. So those were two different things.
Okay.
Like the reverse is
your mom's two different things.
No, she wasn't.
Well, I mean,
your mom has the shell on it.
Yeah,
okay. The Mike Show. So we came up with this thing. We do not headline news.
Right.
But now we're also doing headlines not in the news.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So here, I have these. Let's see. I didn't boost the audio on them. I didn't do any post-production on it. So, but let's see how it sounds. Here,
okay. Listen.
Here's headlines. Not in the news. Miners refuse to work after death. War dims, hope for peace. And if strike isn't settled quickly, it may last a while. These were headlines not in the news.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's good to know.
It is very good to know. Coming up, we're going to get really smart with your five random facts. We're
going to
get really, really stupid with your stupid criminals. In Dot News, this portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Summer has arrived at Bank of the James Stadium as the Lynchburg Hillcats return home to square off against the Augusta Green Jackets June 11th through the 16th. On Friday, you're going to want to be here early as we're giving away bobbleheads for former Hillcat and MLB Cy Young Award winner Shane Bieber. On Saturday, we're raising money for cancer research with our fireworks show. Then on Sunday, we say Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there with a celebratory pig roast. Don't miss the kickoff to summer and get your tickets at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafters Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafters' incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF!
And now it's time for...
Five!
Random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day. We cram your head full of usable information. You can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, someone in the room is bound to say,
Wow.
So, have we gotten confirmation whether Owen Wilson was ever in Star Wars? Any of the Star Wars? Any prequels, sequels, TV shows, anything? Because I swear to God, that sounded like R2-D2 in the background.
So, let's see.
All right, while we're doing that. Number one, Noah Webster of Merriam-Webster is the reason why some American spelling is different than British spelling.
Hello!
There were already discrepancies, and he promoted spelling reform to distance America from British standards.
Hello!
He changed the CE in words like defense, offense, and pretense to an S-E. He dropped the U from words like humor and color, and dropped the K from words like public and music, like the British.
Okay.
However, some of... we ran out of music. Here we go. Some of his other proposals were rejected, like changing tongue, T-O-N-G-U-E, to T-U-N-G. Women, W-O-M-E-N, mm-hmm. to W-I-M-M-E-N. Island, I-S-L-A-N-D, mm-hmm. to I-L-A-N-D. And thumb, dropping the B and just making T-T-H-U-M. Maybe he was just dumb.
But why does there need to be an S in island?
I don't know. I don't know. Where, what is the root of the word island? Where did it come from?
And Owen Wilson has not been in any Star Wars, ever.
Hmm. The meaning of island, a tract of land, blah, 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 blah. Where's the word island from? Traced back to Old English.
Old
England.
Hello!
Composed of two elements, IG and land. As we might expect, land, but IG means island in Old English. In a sense, then, England is island land. The English Isle, on the other hand, is derived from medieval French, from the Latin insula. So that's gotcha. Where okay. It's got roots to Latin, and it's Latin roots, insula. That's where we get it.
Okay.
Or isle, I-S-I-L-E, again, with its Latin roots, yep. Insula.
So Owen Wilson was originally considered for the part of Obi-Wan Kenobi yeah. in the new movies, but obviously they didn't use him.
But okay, so how or why am I just hearing things?
You just it just sounds like it to you. You're just hearing something wrong. That's
no,
all.
I don't get that. I think that there's
well he
something.
Wasn't ever in any Star Wars, so
well where would he have interacted with R2-D2?
I'm going to go with the simplest solution is probably the correct one, that he didn't.
Okay, fine.
And you're just hearing it?
Number two, the Algerian national anthem was originally written on a prison wall in blood.
As one might expect.
It was written by an Algerian poet in 1956... when Algeria was a French colony and he was being held by the French troops. Oh, the French.
Yeah.
The word for a single piece of...
only thing they're good for is mustard.
The word for a single piece of confetti. This is number three. Confetto.
What? Why does there have to be a word for that? Has anybody ever used that in a sentence?
What is this thing? This little piece of... paper. It's
a piece of confetti.
It's confetto.
It's no.
One word to properly describe it. I like that.
No.
Yes, if I found this one little piece of confetti, instead of saying it's a piece of confetti, isn't it simpler to say, oh, confetto?
That's like saying, why don't you have a word for an individual slice of pizza? Because it's a slice of pizza.
Maybe it's a pizza.
Maybe you're a pizza.
During the course of your life, this is number four, you're breathing in molecules of air that have been breathed in by almost every other person who has ever lived. I said...
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Think about this.
Okay, say that again.
During the course of your life,
okay.
You're breathing in molecules of air that have been breathed in by almost every other person who's ever lived.
I mean...
think about that.
I guess that kind of makes sense. I don't know how they could possibly... I mean, that's just a...
You know, it's not guaranteed or anything, but yeah, mathematically, it's possible.
Well, sure. Yeah, it's possible. But I don't know that it's something that they can definitively say.
But what about a fart? You're breathing in molecules that have been in somebody else's colon.
Yeah.
Oh, yep. God.
Yep.
That's disgusting.
That is just...
I think I may need a kidney transplant. Yeah.
The number five. The oldest living civilization on Earth is the Aboriginal Australians. DNA testing confirms that they're at least 72,000 years old. Oldest living civilization on Earth.
Crazy.
Yep. And those are your five random facts. Play the outro.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
Random facts.
Coming up, we've got sounds. We're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes, including a new segment. So Caleb from Three Roads.
Yep.
And from the Love LYH pop-up market.
Yep.
Caleb has been sending us. What would you call them?
Just kind of like, you know, deep kind of, you know, deep, thoughts to ponder.
Deep thoughts.
Yeah, deep thoughts.
Okay. Deep thoughts are just things that make you go,
Yeah, a couple minutes from Caleb's head.
Yeah, or a couple seconds. Because this one's 45 seconds, and then this one is 28 seconds.
Well, when you think about it, 45 seconds is a minute somewhere.
No, it's not. It's 45 seconds.
Mathematically, it's possible.
No, it isn't.
Somewhere in the history of time, it has been a minute somewhere.
No, someone didn't breathe it in. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
This is a care team at Centra.
Hello!
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Centra, because it's your life.
We help you live it.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF. All right, let's open it up. It is your audio vault for today. Our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it.
Yep.
What do you get for dear old dad this Father's Day?
Yeah.
Well, here's a hint. What not to get.
Psyched about Father's Day?
They make wonderful gifts for Father's Day, too.
It's a perfect gift for anyone.
Give Dad something this Sunday that's not a gift he'll throw away. All you have to do is try. He's not another mug or tie.
Not another coffee mug or necktie. I beg you.
Father's Day, another year. Time to show who you hold.
Thank you very much.
Not another mug or tie.
Yep.
All right. President Biden's son, Hunter, has been found guilty in his federal gun trial. Now, we wondered what the president has to say about this. So, we ran through AI. I said we ran through AI.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Using all of the court information and recent news stories. And here's what we got.
As I said last week, I am the president, but I'm also a dad. Jill and I love our son, and we are so proud of the man he is today. Honestly, I don't know what the hell he was thinking. It's times like these that test a family. And if there's anyone in this family that needs testing, it's Hunter. We will learn from this. But that little idiot is not getting another laptop, that's for sure. We love him very much. But don't get me started about that bag of cocaine in the White House coat room. What a dumb ass.
Okay.
If only he really said that.
Yeah, I don't know if he could get through all that, actually.
No, not at this point. Joey Chestnut. We talked about this with Not Headline News.
Yep.
He was kicked out of the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Championship because he won't be able to participate in the 2024 Nathan's Famous 4th of July Hot Dog Eating Contest. He's won the event 16 times and is the 8-time defending champion. He recently signed a deal to represent Impossible Foods. It's a rival vegan brand to Nathan's.
Yeah.
All right. So it's the end of an era. But let's take a look back.
In second place with 63 hot dogs and buns,
Takeru Kobayashi.
Chestnut has done it!
In first place with 66 hot dogs and buns, Joey Chestnut!
Baby, it's been the best 3 years of my life, and I can't live without you. Will you marry me?
Yes!
A new world record. 74 Nathan's Famous hot dogs and buns!
He's done it! Joey Chestnut has the new world record.
With 62 hot dogs and buns in 10 minutes for his 16th win, I give you the number one ranked eater in the world, Joey Chestnut!
All right. So, obviously, this is all tongue-in-cheek, but the montage really contains his first-time takeover of the former champion.
Yeah.
He proposed to his girlfriend after a win. He had a world record and then his last win in 2023. So I actually think it's a fitting homage.
You think? Yeah.
Yeah. I can't imagine.
Yeah, like, he did 70-something at one point. That doesn't... I can't even...
Dude, I can't imagine eating more than, like, three...
Yeah.
But you got to put ketchup on it.
God.
All right.
Come on.
Let's go to viral videos. A comedian named Tess Tregalis?
Sure.
Tregalis is going viral for a bit where she sings two words and the song You Think She's Singing reveals when you were born, huh? The two words are "hey." Here, let's just listen. Here okay. We go.
I'm gonna sing a part of a lyric, and then you're gonna sing the other part. Hey now.
Hey now.
Oh, is there some goodbye? Hey now, you're an all-star. Millennial. Millennial. Okay. Hey now, that's the Shrek soundtrack. Hey now, Cusper. You're like 96, 97, but you're like low-key waiting for the moment to be like sweetie bolo. Hey now, and then nothing. You're Gen Z, and that was so cringe, and you actually hate me. And then hey now, you're a boomer, and you totally forgot about that song until just now.
Okay, that's actually a really, really good
thing. You're a what, and you forgot about it?
You're a boomer.
I thought that would be Gen X.
Yeah, I think it would be Gen X as well. But anyway,
That's Crowded House, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
She doesn't have the greatest delivery, and her facts were a little bit off, as evidenced by the boomer thing.
Mm-hmm.
But she also doesn't credit Smash Mouth, Hillary Duff, or Crowded House. We won't apologize for being educated DJs, by the way.
I mean, what do you expect?
Okay, so, by the way, we also then... Thank you for this. We also have the three songs. Here's a montage of the three Hey Now songs that she's actually talking about. Here, listen.
Hey now, hey now.
That's the Crowded House one.
Hey
yep. All Star, Smash Mouth.
Hey now, hey now.
There you go. Hillary Duff.
I've never heard that one.
That's from the 2003's The Lizzie McGuire Movie.
Probably why I haven't heard of it.
Probably. I love these. Maybe this will become something that we add to our Wednesday show open. A BBC TV anchor.
I said a BBC TV anchor.
Mariam Moshiri was doing a story on a type of mouse native to Northern Europe, and she read exactly what was on the teleprompter. Everything. Before going into the story video, she jokingly compared herself to Will Ferrell's famous movie character. Here, listen.
Over the last 20 years, the number of hazel dormice has declined by as much as 70% across the UK. It's hoped a new project, which sees them re-released into their natural habit, could help to restore the population. Is it habit or habitat? Well, it's habit on the auto cue, so what can I say? Nicola Hassler has more. I'm Ron Burgundy. I, of course, meant to say habitat, but habit was written on the auto cue, which just shows you that I just read whatever is written in front of me, clearly.
So, does it say Colin Farrell on your...
No, Will Farrell. She compared herself... You don't know the movie Anchorman?
Yeah, of course I do, but I could have swore you said Colin Farrell.
Did I say Colin Farrell?
Yeah.
No.
Pretty sure you did.
No, let's go back. Let's rewind the tape.
Okay.
I'm not doing that.
Yeah, let's not do that.
Yeah. No, she jokingly compared herself with Will Ferrell's famous movie character.
Yeah.
I definitely said Will Ferrell.
Yeah, okay.
And if I said Colin Farrell, then I'll buy you lunch tomorrow.
All right.
Okay, so anyway. Let's see.
Great movie, by the way.
I'm not playing this.
This cologne is made with bits of real panther. 60% of the time.
No. It's 85% of the time. It works every time.
Okay.
That doesn't even make sense. Let's see. I think we're going to go to a comedian. Yep. Oh, look, an explanation.
Oh.
All right. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. A new 2024 Father's Day survey says that 91% of dads have used duct tape to fix something around the house. Use duct tape all the time.
Of course.
Here's comedian Tim Allen, of course, doing his classic bit.
And I got plenty of duct tape. You got to have the duct tape. You got to have the duct tape. Yeah. If you can't fix it, duck it. That's what I... Yeah, cured that little problem with the dog right away. My mom gave me a gas grill for my birthday. I got the Sunbeam 3300.
Oh,
great. It's got rotisserie, dual burner, fold-down redwood serving areas. Looked like a car bomb in that crate, though. Butane hoses and tanks and fittings.
Oh.
I took a shot at it. Looked pretty good. Ever finish something, but you still got a bag of real important-looking parts left over? Hey, honey, why don't you try the grill out first? You should have seen the flame come out of that hood. Honey, stop running around like that. You're just making those flames grow on you like that. This must be a fuel regulator of some sort. I don't think it's supposed to spray in the hair like that. Guess I don't need to tell you, though, do I, hon?
Oh, man. You know, I forgot how good his stand-up used to be.
Yeah.
You know, anyway, that's your audio vault. Let's reach over here.
What about Caleb?
Oh, yeah. Her. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you for the reminder.
Gotta get him in there.
There is a reason why you're here. What is this?
That's how deviled eggs are made.
All right. I'm sorry. I have to share this up on the screen. If you're listening right now, go on over to our Facebook page, at the Mike Show VA. Very clever. That's how deviled eggs are made.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, they're so good.
Yes, Caleb. Let's find that. It's hilarious. All right. So here we go. What are we calling this?
You know, like deep thoughts or thoughts to ponder, you know, just...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, deep thoughts right now on the program.
The air this morning is crisp. I sleep next to an open window. Big possibilities for the day. There are 7-Elevens all over the land. I have a case filled with donuts and muffins. There's one in there. It's chocolate-covered eclair. Some refer to it as a long john, filled with cream. Those are good and a possibility.
We should have music behind that.
Yeah.
Should have some sort of...
I mean, he's not wrong.
No, we should have some sort of deep thoughts music, though, behind that. Anyway, all right, so that's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly.
Okay.
I mean lovingly.
Grab that tape.
But give it, you know, but firmly.
Yeah.
Give it a tug. There we go. Keep all that sound inside. Coming up, we're going to get even stupider with your stupid criminals in dot news, but we've got some good news for you as well. That's all on the way. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust?
CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973, it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman with Share Greater Lynchburg. Share is an online platform that helps neighbors discover ways to support, serve, or shop for over 150 local area nonprofits all in one place, 365 days a year. You can learn more at sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centra.
You sure do.
Yep, I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centra, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centra can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
Summer has arrived at Bank of the James Stadium as the Lynchburg Hillcats return home to square off against the Augusta Green Jackets June 11th through the 16th. On Friday, you're going to want to be here early as we're giving away bobbleheads for former Hillcat and MLB Cy Young Award winner Shane Bieber. On Saturday, we're raising money for cancer research with our fireworks show. Then on Sunday, we say Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there with a celebratory pig roast. Don't miss the kickoff to summer and get your tickets at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafters Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafters' incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF.
Oh, hi there. Time once again for Stupid Criminals in .News. A guy in Southern California is facing charges after throwing a huge temper tantrum at his 39th birthday party and firing a gun at a police helicopter. It happened in March. The charges were just announced. 39-year-old Justin Jennings had been doing some heavy drinking at his party and caused such a scene that his family members started to leave. As they were filtering out, he grabbed a rifle and unloaded a full magazine inside the house, which prompted everyone else to run out the door. One of the family members called police. A police helicopter started circling outside, so Justin went upstairs and started popping off shots. He continued firing at the helicopter for at least 20 minutes, but eventually surrendered and no one was hurt. He's facing charges for attempting to damage, destroy, or disable an aircraft. And the next birthday he celebrates as a free man might be his 59th. He's facing up to 20 years in federal prison. And then there is this. A few months ago, a 57-year-old second grade teacher in California named Wendy Munson was arrested when she was found to be teaching drunk. She was hammered. Her blood alcohol level was more than two times the legal limit, even 2 hours after the police were called. But yesterday, the district attorney dropped the charges because, while it's highly inappropriate, it's not illegal to teach drunk. The two criminal charges could have been for DUI, for driving to school drunk, and child endangerment. But investigators can't prove that the children had been endangered or that Wendy was drunk when she arrived at school. As silly as it sounds, her defense was that she was drinking while she was teaching, and that got her off the hook. Of course, Wendy's not going to get off scot-free. The school hasn't commented, but she was canned. She no longer appears on the school's directory, and parents say there's a new teacher in place. If you're wondering, she wasn't sipping on a Mai Tai at the end of a long day. The police were called around 8:20 a.m., so definitely an alcohol problem there. Okay, a man ended up being escorted out of an airport by police when he tried to use a travel hack he saw on the internet. The guy basically used his pillowcase as a suitcase and pretended like he was bringing an actual pillow on the flight. Here is Natasha Organic breaking it all down on her TikTok.
This dude was trying to take in a pillowcase full of clothing and other items, which he is stating was simply just a pillowcase. And the dude was like, bro, everybody can see it's not a freaking pillow. Like, come on.
All right. There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. A grandma in Utah just graduated high school at the age of 97. She was supposed to graduate in the 1940s, but her grandfather had passed away, and the funeral was the same day as her final exam. Here is the grandmother, Catherine Cole, and her granddaughter, Shayna Bingham, talking about the big accomplishment.
It's never too late to learn.
For as long as I've known, my grandma has really impressed upon me the importance of education. The district said, we accept her as a graduate. Everybody in the whole auditorium stood up and cheered and clapped.
And I love this so much.
She's an honorary graduate since 2024.
This is what I've been wanting all my life and haven't been able to get it.
And there you go. And that is the good news. It is the Mike Show. It's the Wednesday hump day edition of the program. Yes, I'm padding for time. All right, I'm just downloading a file. And then I have to... Oh, what do I have to do? Okay, so I have to add it. Add video clip over here. All right. Video ads. There we go. Upload. All right, so while this uploads, check us out at Three Roads. That is Thursday. Michael Wayne Dill is going to be our performer for our mic'd up pop-up concert series at Three Roads. We do that almost every Thursday during happy hour from 5 to 7. You can check that out this Thursday. Michael Wayne Dill. All right. It's ready? Okay. I should have done that before, but, you know, we do things on the fly all the time. This portion of the broadcast, especially the good news, is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia. Check out, they've got the Hill City Slide that is coming August 24th and 25th, Saturday and Sunday. You can get your tickets by visiting hillcityslide.com. I'll let these folks tell you more. Get your tickets to Hill City Slide at hillcityslide.com. It benefits the United Way of Central Virginia. And for our radio listeners, for our audio listeners, the imagery that was on the screen, you can see that on our Facebook page at the Mike Show VA. And I'm going to I'm updating that ad. I'm just going to do a voiceover for that, by the way. Internal housekeeping. So add that to the production schedule. That, again, is August 24th and 25th, and it's on Church Street from the top of the hill at Washington all the way down to 12th Street. It's literally a 700-foot water slide with three lanes. You can purchase tickets to go down either the 24th or the 25th, and if you do Saturday the 24th, It just so happens to be Three Roads' 4th anniversary, and we're going to have a big bash up the hill, literally one block away from Hill City Slide, at Three Roads at their tap room, 1300 Court Street. It is our tribute to Woodstock. It's the 55th anniversary of Woodstock, so we've got three great bands. Elizabeth Wise is going to do a tribute to the women of Woodstock. We've got the band Old Town Connector, and they're going to do 1 hour of CCR, 1 hour of Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, and 1 hour of the band. And then we've got Bigfoot County is going to be there, and they're doing their tribute, of course, to the Grateful Dead. So, three great bands that is absolutely, positively free. There's no ticket price at all for the event up at Three Roads. So if you go to Hill City Slide and you get your wristband, come up to Three Roads, show your wristband. Show your wristband, you get a dollar off draft for visiting us. And that's hillcityslide.com for more information about getting tickets to that. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beam me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?